Class 5, Computer Studies, Chapter, Types of Software. Good morning, children. Today we will be discussing about the types of software. So in our previous chapter, we had learnt about the evolution of computers. With changing times and the way we live our lives, there's a constant requirement for development which has brought about an increasing demand for custom software development. We know a computer is made up of both hardware and software. The components that you can see and touch are its hardware. However, hardware cannot work on its own. You need software to run it. So what is software? It is a set of programs that control the operations of a computer. Of software guides how, when, and what a computer does. Now, software is classified into two types: system and application software. This classification is based on the types of functions they perform. So let us first take a look at system software. System software is a collection of programs designed to control the operation of a computer system. Its functions are, number one, it helps to run other softwares of a computer. And number two, it manages various hardware devices and helps in communication among them. Now, there are four types of system software. Number one is the operating system. Number two is the device driver. Number three is the language translator. And number four is the utility software. So let us understand these individual functions. An operating system is the most important system software. You cannot work on a computer without an operating system. Number two, a device driver is a software used to control and manage all external devices like printers, speakers, hard disk drives, etc. Number three, a computer cannot understand a human language. Therefore, a translator converts the given instructions into binary language, that is, 0 and 1. Number 4. Utility software. This ensures the smooth running of a computer. For example, backup and restore, antivirus are some of the softwares used. We now come to the application software. It is a software designed to handle a specific task and is divided into two types. Number one, the general purpose software, and number two, the customized software. So the general purpose software provides many features and can be used by many users. Examples are Microsoft Word, Paint, Excel, etc. On the other hand, customized software refers to a specific design software to fulfill the requirements of a particular client. Example, software used by banks, by hospitals, by the railways, etc. So with that, we come to the end of this chapter. Thank you for listening, children. And have a great day ahead.